Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sam Panionovich, I should have taken you instead. Good morning. You're on WGN. Hi, Sam.
I think we have a new segment. It's called You Wrong with John Williams. That would be amazing. Like, actually, we can call this segment whenever we do it. You Wrong. I love that.
Sam used to join us on Thursdays last year, and we'd talk about sports and wagering and sports wagering. And I did want to just throw you into the mix for a few minutes here today to say, okay, I know it's Friday, but the Bears played this weekend. And what are the smart people saying about the Bears, Sam?
Well, initially, the smart money actually came on the Chicago Bears. They're in Cleveland this week, week number three, and the spread when it opened was Cleveland minus nine, which I thought was a little high, and that number's been bet down to seven pretty much everywhere. So they took the Bears plus nine and plus eight. Now we're at seven, which, as you know, is one of the most key numbers in football. It's an even touchdown. This is a tough spot to throw a rookie quarterback in, though. At Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney, two of the best rushers, and getting to the quarterback, they're going to tee off on a very bad Bears offensive line and make a rookie quarterback run around all afternoon long. That's not exactly something that you want. I think they much rather would have had Fields come in, maybe face the Detroit Lions or something like that. But This will certainly be a test for a young quarterback who did have some issues in college when he was pressured in the pocket. He will see a lot of pressure on Sunday against Cleveland, and that would make me a little bit nervous if I was a Bears bettor.
The Bears say that Andy Dalton's not 100%, which is different than Andy Dalton not being 100%. So they're going to go ahead and run Justin Fields out there. If they were both 100%, this was our news click earlier in the week, Sam, who would you pick? I said Dalton. If they were both 100% for this game this Sunday, who would you put out there?
I would start Fields. If it were up to me, Dalton wouldn't be on the team. You know how I feel about Andy Dalton. And I love listening to Hamp and OB talk about Andy Dalton. They're like, nobody wants to see more Andy Dalton. You know, he was here to sort of help the kid learn the playbook, the ins and outs, but it's time. I mean, you're going to see things from Fields this week, and I'm not going to say he's going to come out and throw eight interceptions in the game. He's going to make a couple plays in this game where you're going to go, wow. You know, he's that good, but he's also never started in the NFL, and this is his first road game, hostile environment, full capacity crowd. This is not an easy situation. And I think it's important for Bears fans to understand that if he struggles in this game or in the next game or the game after that, you have to give him time to grow. If you kill him after one game, you're doing the quarterback no service. He needs time to grow.
But how much service are you doing the team? This is what makes me crazy about the Bears this year. Everybody is willing to give this season as a sort of teaching ground for Justin Fields. I'd like to see us win as many games as we can. And I don't know that that's giving him every snap just so he can get better for maybe next year. I mean, everybody's throwing in the towel. And listen, I understand that we're not supposed to win the Super Bowl this year, but everybody's throwing in the towel on all of the games this year in the hopes that Justin Fields learns how to be competent in the NFL.
Well, I told you before the season started, he's sort of a Band-Aid on a big cut. This cut needs stitches, not a Band-Aid. You know, he's going to be good, I believe, in the next 2, 3, 4 years, but this roster is declining. The defense is getting older. The offensive line is still a mess. And, you know, yeah, they beat Cincinnati last week. Cincinnati's not good, and Cincinnati also came back in that game. It was 23 Chicago, 20-3, and then it's 20-17, and the Bengals are getting the ball back. So this will be a struggle for a season, King, and, you know, you can find these bets right now. They call them adjusted season win totals. They put a new number up after every single weekend. In a 17-game season, the Bears' number at points bet for wins is 6.5. So that tells you really everything you need to know. At best, they're a 7, maybe an 8-win team, and that's what the math will tell you.
Do this game for me then. How many points scored? What's the final score? What do we think?
Cleveland's minus 7. The total is 45.5. I think it's like 28-17 Cleveland. That's my final score. I think the Bears, They score a couple times, but they're not good enough to hang in this game, I don't think. So I've got the Browns covering, and it's going to be close to that total, 45.5.
Talk to me about the White Sox. How far do you think they're going to go, Sam? What's the smart money on the Sox?
Well, they're still 3-1 to win the pennant, 7 or 8-1 to win the World Series. They're going to have a tough series in the first round with the Houston Astros, who just keep hitting and hitting and hitting. Sox aren't going to catch the Astros, so that'll be that first round matchup. I still think they can get through the series, of course. You wonder about the rotation. You know, Rodon is hurt. Giolito's been all over the map this year. The rotation needs to be a lot better in the postseason, but they have the bats to win a series or two. I still think they're going to make it into the American League Championship Series. Here's the interesting thing, though, with the White Sox via the numbers. We know they won the division yesterday, right? Their first one since 2008. But there are some people and many people that need them to win 91 games to go over the win total. Okay? So they're 86-67 right now. Nine games to go, they need 5 wins. If you're a White Sox fan with an over ticket, you are pulling your hair out.
You need to win 5 out of 9.
But they don't have anything to play for.
Right, but so actually you don't need to win any.
No, because they're in. They're literally in the playoffs, and they're not going to catch Houston. So Tony La Russa's lineups over the next 9 days are essentially going to dictate whether you win or lose your over bet on 90.5. You need 5 with 9 to go. I say flip a coin.
You know, most teams, they say you got to win 90 games to make the playoffs. There they are on the cusp of that. And if you win 5 out of 9 through the season, you get to exactly 90. We used to call those bubalas after my producer, Matt Bubala, who promoted that fact. And here we are sitting right on that number. We need 5 out of 9. Wow. Okay, I've got them winning in the first round and losing. I got them losing in the ALCS, by the way, Sam.
Well, you're a Cubs fan.
I am not. Okay, I'm out of time. I'm a Sam Panionovich fan. Hey, Sam, let's talk next Friday and just preview the White Sox continuation and the Bears, okay?
You got it. I love Iowa Saturday, by the way. I think they're going to win by 30 points or more. Iowa.
Versus Colorado State. That's Sam Panionovich.